Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get it on.
You know Dan Day has sung this to someone.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, look at those. Look at that look. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's taking his shirt off.
Dan Day, he runs our affiliate network on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast. I think I'm going to, if we get a chance in this segment, I'd like to play one of our greatest hits, the Solana February, which really isn't one of our greatest hits because it didn't happen while Solana was officially part of the show. But someone texted this in, and I've been getting this a lot the last few weeks. Took me a while to get into the show, but I'm all in on Hawk and Crowder. Love the show, guys. And I think that's what happened because, you know, there were plenty of people that never had listened to us. And then
crazy.
We got the simulcast,
yeah. And
they're forced to. They're like hostages.
I gotta listen.
You are radio hostages.
I don't know. It's a pretty good hostage situation they're in, though.
I feel like it, sure, but I think all the hostage takers believe that they've got a great hostage situation.
Come on, guys. We feed you once a day, put a roof over your head.
We give you an hour, walk around.
Yard, let's do some yard time.
But yeah, I have seen stuff like that on Twitter and text where, you know, and again, I appreciate that text. Took me a while to get into the show, but I'm all in on Hawk and Crowder. Love the show, guys. We appreciate that. But we have like some funnier moments that somebody texts in, does Dan Day have a mic yet? Yes, he has several mics in there. None of them connected to what we do, but there's several mics in there. We've got TVs in here. We've got four monitors in our studio, none of them working. Haven't been working for weeks.
My computer's broke.
Beautiful food hall downstairs, though. All about the food hall. Amazing.
We got, what is that, Somo Latado?
Yeah, Somo Latado.
Man, that Somo Latado
is that?
Delicious.
Trying to say Lomo Saltado, which is a Peruvian dish.
Somo Latado.
Somo Latado.
Domo Arigato, whatever, Mr. Roboto.
Whatever they call that greasy steak, it's delicious.
See, somebody texts in, happy Octoberberry, which is, we should have played it yesterday because of Octoberberry. It has to do with Solana and his inability to say one of the months, but it's an excellent bit that just we stumbled into. It was totally organic, and we were so shocked by it.
We got to play it, man. Can't tease the people.
Somebody texts in Stockholm Syndrome. That's what the listeners have. You know, that's when you fall in love with your captors, mm-hmm. when you start to believe that your kidnappers are actually, you know, heroes or actually have your best interest at heart. That's called Stockholm Syndrome. That's what happened to that listener. That particular listener is suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. Took me a while to get into the show, but I'm all in on Hawk and Crowder. Love the show, guys. Of course you do. I'm responsible for your only meal. I don't even know what that means.
You're too good at that. I need to check your closets.
I'm responsible for your only meal. Of course you are.
You had a basement?
Now say, it is one of the worst things about Florida, right?
No basements.
Yeah. Isn't that people that listen on the app or listen online or the podcast or whatever? That's, and I love South Florida, man. I hope to live in South Florida for the rest of my life. No basements. There's no because why is it? Because the land is
the water level.
The water level's too. Oh, so it would flood.
Yeah, your basement couldn't. You couldn't make it. It'd flood every time. You know what? I didn't know till I got around rich people that people make their basement living space.
You mean like in places that can have basements?
Yeah.
A lot of unfinished basements in the world.
Oh, my God. I thought basement was all for washers and dryers and storage. I started going to these rich people houses. They
make
got,
like a man cave,
they,
you know?
It's nice as hell.
Yeah.
My Ronnie Brown's basement is nicer than my house and bigger. I was in Black's basement. I was like, man, this is beautiful.
Somebody says February must be played on the first of every month. That's not bad. That's not a bad idea. If we can remember that.
Push it to the second this month.
Let's get headlines, though, before we get bogged down with some fun and nonsense. Let's get headlines here with the ascot-wearing Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold did practice today, the first time he practiced since week 2's diagnosis of mononucleosis.
Way out of the huddle. What you say, Sam?
Agree with that, B.
Say slot right.
He gets into the huddle. 10 other guys are about 15 feet to the left.
So trips left.
Oh. Hey, you look good, Sam. How's that spleen? That's funny.
Sam.
What else you got, Solana?
The team may not reveal this week's starter until Sunday morning.
He can't play, right? It'll be
If he can practice, he can play.
But I thought that there were legitimate worries about the spleen when it comes to mononucleosis. Yeah.
They they talk so much about the damn mono that I learned some stuff. They can take like blood levels to see when your spleen is back to normal. So,
I gotcha. Yeah. Is that smoke out there? Or is it raining real hard?
It's raining.
The weather report's coming up.
All right, can't wait.
Oh, thanks.
What do you got? Anything?
Pats kicker Steven Gostkowski has been placed on IR. They're working out a handful of kickers in preparation for Sunday.
Okay.
That's bigger than just a kicker getting hurt now.
Gostkowski?
Yeah, Gostkowski and the Super Bowl favorite.
He's been trashed this year, though. He's missed 4 extra points. I think it's been his worst year.
Yeah.
Oh, a little conspiracy theory. They're shutting him down. He's not hurt.
I think he was playing through an injury, and they've just decided to put him on the IR.
Gotcha.
Bears linebacker Roquan Smith says he will play on Sunday when the Bears travel to London to face the Raiders.
Yeah, personal issues? Did it ever come out what it was?
It's a mystery.
It's bizarre because they've been talking about it on Good Morning Football. Kyle Brandt was saying, I've texted everyone I know within the Bears organization, whatever, we cannot get a word out of them as to why Roquan Smith's not playing.
Some organizations are like that. That they're tight-lipped on everything.
The Heat are pretty good about that. Remember that whole incident? Who was it? It was
Gerald Green.
Gerald Green.
Who, died. Mario Chalmers saved his life.
Gerald Green. Yeah. No one ever knew what happened. Even though we all knew what happened, no one knew what happened.
Wasn't there a video?
I think they got it.
A little grainy video?
No.
They took it? Oh, okay.
If there was video, Pat Riley went and took it.
That's crazy.
He just took it from their ass.
Funny thing about that with teams, people I talked to said the Antonio Brown stuff isn't new. The Steelers did a great job of covering it up when he was there.
Right. I think that's 100% true.
Yeah.
What else you got, Solana?
You stole that take from me. Just saying.
Bro, I talked to Joey Porter. I'll give you my damn inside.
Stole the take from you on Antonio Brown.
I'm stealing nothing from you.
And finally, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are taking a break from their relationship and are both single again.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who's that?
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott.
They have a kid together.
All of them are little freaks.
Stormy.
Oh, my God. I mean, you think?
I was going to say.
The mom's a freak.
I'm telling relationships. All of them are a little nasty.
Somebody texts in, Somo Latado, bruh. What?
You know what I do? I point to it on the ma'am, hola. Here, right here. Solo Matamo.
Solo Latado.
They bring that gravied up meat and put it on top of that rice, bro. Oh, my goodness.
What do you got for weather, Solana?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Just give me 1 second. Yeah, I can confirm.
I've never seen Brian Norcross do that before. You went over to the window?
I can confirm indeed that in El Portal, Miami, it is raining.
It's
pouring.
I don't
want to get messages from people in Fort Lauderdale that I was wrong about the weather. No, in El Portal, it is raining.
It is. There is no question about it. Let's just leave it at that.
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
I consider this to be one of the funnier moments that's ever happened on this show. So this is over a year ago, maybe a couple years ago. Eric Falero was our executive producer, and Solana was just a fill-in producer at the radio station, and Falero couldn't make it in that day. So Solana fills in and he's our producer, and we're known at times, you may not have noticed this, we're known at times to ride someone until they're at the verge of tears. A lot of people don't want to work with us because they just they can't handle the heat. But some guys I would never do that to, like Dan Day, because I don't know what he's capable of. But other guys...
You know he got a Swiss Army knife on
There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it. My friend Unfunny Lewis picks me up. You know, I was in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, we're going to the Porter Spence fight. And comes up to my hotel room. We're going to leave. And as we're leaving, he goes, oh, you know what? I better leave my knife here. They're probably not going to let me into the Staples Center with this knife. Pull out a big old knife. I go, why are you carrying around a knife? He's like, why aren't you carrying around a knife? I don't know. Different lives.
Got a Crocodile Dundee on him?
Different lives.
Goodness, Lewis.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's an interesting bird.
Yeah,
He's an interesting bird. All right. Somebody says, Hawk, play the Oreo bit. Maybe. So here is Solana. This was kind of his introduction to our show. He's filling in for Falero. He's done a bang-up job for 3 hours and 45 minutes. It's like the last segment of the day. And we're talking about people lining up to buy that Heat Vice merchandise. Solana's a season ticket holder, so he got, like, you know, the sneak preview where he could go in and buy that the Heat Vice merchandise. And he mentions the month of February in this segment, and you and I cannot let it go. And this is what it sounded like.
So he tweeted, no team has marketed a jersey harder than the Miami Heat have marketed their Vice jerseys, and it paid off. Last year's City Edition outsold all other City Edition jerseys in the NBA combined.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. Last year, Dwayne Wade wasn't even part of the team last year. He came in like, they were already in the Vice unis last year, right? Because Dwayne Wade, that his first game back, I think he was wearing one of those.
Right. They had already debuted the white ones, and then Dwayne Wade, obviously right before the trade deadline, came to Miami, and that's when they brought out that whole new wave of Wade jerseys, which you had to wait like 5 months.
Yeah, that's right. That's how many orders they had for those things.
I ordered one in February and didn't get it until
what month?
What month was it?
February.
Huh? What?
February.
Which one is that? I gotta
spell it out, Turb. How do you pronounce it?
February.
F-E-B.
Oh, you're talking about the month after January?
February.
He said it again.
I thought you were joking. You don't know how to say February?
February?
You don't know how to say February?
Saying you're right. February.
It keeps getting more wrong.
February.
February.
What's so funny? I don't know.
Do both your ears work?
Well, a lot of people say February, which is really wrong.
Oh, you mean February?
February.
Oh, I thought it was stick.
February.
Yeah, I ordered it in February.
Is that hard for people? I didn't know that was a hard word to say.
February. What? Well, no wonder you didn't get the jersey for a while. You ordered it in February.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's funny. You know what? One of the texts that comes in and goes, say it in Spanish, Eric. That's how ridiculous you sounded? They think you're Falero.
Febrero.
February.
February. Oh, boy, I wasn't expecting that one.
Oh,
man. Ooh.
I don't even
I'm sweating.
Know where to go with that. Hey, just for fun, recite the 12 months for me. Just for fun, I want to hear you say them.
January. I'll skip that one.
No,
give it
to me again.
Okay, January. February.
He's trying to put the R in there, but he's putting in the wrong spot. It's not February.
March. April.
These are what texters are saying. Almost peed my pants. I keep hearing February. February LMAO. This February bleep has me crying. Go ahead. What comes after April?
Mayor. June, July, August, September.
All right.
October, November, December. I don't get why you guys are laughing. It's February.
February. I ordered this jersey in February, and I didn't get my jersey for 8 months. It was already October. You order something in February, you expect to get it in February, maybe March. I didn't get it to Octoberberry.
I didn't know that was a tough word. Man, you surprised me.
It's funny. It's like Mushmouth on the Fat Albert cartoon. I'm open to do jersey in February. Imagine my surprise when Octoberberry rolled around.
Fat Albert and them were nice. They would let him get away with it.
Right. They'd have slapped him on the back. Man.
I got a baby. It is February, baby.
Oh, my God. That was delightful.
Boy, you tickled me.
That was delightful.
Yeah, we get that. February. Get that out of here. I'll work with you, boy. I'll work with you. I'll
help you out.
I'm good.
It'd be like, we can talk this weekend. We'll work through it. It'd be
like, what's that movie? They have to teach proper English to the housekeeper. It's a British movie where they have to teach the Queen's English.
Spanglish.
What? No, not Spanglish.
What?
The Drew Barrymore movie? Is that what you're thinking of?
No, that's
Adam Sandler. My Fair Lady. My Fair Lady. Isn't that the premise of My Fair Lady? They try to turn a street person into a woman that speaks the Queen's English.
Trading Places? That was Eddie Murphy.
Exactly the same thing.
What it was in
exactly
Eddie Murphy.
The same thing. I was just set in London. But this dude, we'll work on it with him. Because if he orders something in February, it's crazy that he wouldn't get it till October, Burberry.
February.
Somebody texts in, I've lost composure. I dropped my beer laughing so hard.
Oh, boy.
Very unprofessional of me to be listening to this at work. This is a great text. He nailed March.
You did that.
All right. You guys get paid to be there?
Man, I've been getting that for years. Yes. I'm happy too.
It's such a great moment. We're back live now. I know that sometimes the transition, but I'm looking at the texts now, right? 67974. It's unbelievable how many people have never heard it, and then how many people have heard it and say they laugh like it's the first time that they've ever heard it. I'm going to read you some of these texts. 67974. Okay, I don't care about the Dolphins if they win or lose anymore. Just play this bleep every day. Hashtag February. This bleep gets funnier every time I hear it. I'm crying over here. Solana sounds drunk. February, is that a fruit? Bro, I'm a UPS driver in my truck driving down the street crying laughing. You guys are confusing me. How do you actually say it now? February.
I gotcha.
Every time you play this bit, I start saying February wrong for a week. The way Crowder loses, maybe March. The way Crowder loses it at first is the greatest thing in radio history. Still laugh as hard as the first time I've heard it live.
We do too.
I love this segment. We do. We've heard this 15 times.
Yes.
And we laugh. Because we turn our mics off so you can hear it as the way that it transpired. But, man, we laugh our asses off every time we hear it.
Because it's so genuine.
So genuine.
That first surprise. Oh, my goodness.
And
gracious.
Am I lying? Your girlfriend Instagrammed out you doing that again just this past weekend.
Yeah, like a family dinner.
It was like a family dinner. Mm. I'm not even kidding you. And she sent it to me on Instagram because she knew that it had become a radio bit. But he was saying February. And they were asking him at the table, what month are you saying?
And like, he just like can't
it's
do
just
it.
The way that he says it, February.
Stay away from it. Whenever anything happens, just don't say February.
Right, but for like 28 days out of the year, it's a little difficult.
Just call it Black History Month.
I'll go with that.
Just whatever you're referring to.
You know what? Say yeah, we'll meet Black History Month the 10th. That'll be so you can start a trend.
Black History Month the 10th. When do we get paid this month? Oh, we get paid on Black History Month the 9th.
I like it.
All right, let me talk about BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. We're in hurricane season. I know, Dorian, for a lot of people, that was a wake-up call. But now is the time to call or visit BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use for our home. Such a great feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. So they came out to the house, and they showed us exactly which PGT Custom Windows and Doors would serve us well. And boom! We got the process rolling. Not only does our house look better than it has in years because we've got all new sliders and all new windows, but our homeowner's insurance is going down because we've got wind mitigation and the premiums have lowered because we've got such great protection now in case of a big storm or hurricane. Just can't tell you how I absolutely rave about BNT Impact Windows and Doors. So happy we use them. Trust me, if you're a homeowner in South Florida, having PGT Custom Windows and Doors will just make you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. So call BNT right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can go to BNTImpactWindows.com. All right, let's regain our composure, everybody. Quick break. Come back on Hockman and Crowder. Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. If you are not having fun today, this is not the show for you.
So wait.
Like, honestly, if you're listening to the show and you're saying, I haven't heard enough sports talk, this is not the show for you. Now, if you enjoy having fun,
we got you.
You're with us.
We did some sports.
Somebody texts in. These are some of the texts. You guys crack me up with this nonsense. Somebody says, had to pull over crying with laughter, February. Black History Month the 10th. I almost crashed my car into a guardrail. I laughed just as hard as the first time I heard it. Great segment, funnier every time. Do both your ears work. Best line ever. I'm a mailman delivering mail right now, and I got people looking at me like I'm crazy. They might think I'm going postal. I remember the first time I heard that, it was just as funny right now. I'm picking my kid up at school laughing like a bleep hole.
We'll do it to you.
Somebody says Solana has a better chance of playing in February than the Dolphins do. Tying it all together into
there
sports.
You go.
Classic-ish. Someone texts in. This is a longtime listener, obviously. Rojo.
That's a dedicated
That
listener.
Is someone that gets the show. Rojo. Rojo.
My Spanish ventures.
That was great. We were at a World Baseball Classic game. We were enjoying, me and Crowder, the place was packed. We're enjoying a Papa John's pizza. They sell them at the ballpark. I don't think they sell them at the ballpark anymore. I don't think they sell them at Marlins Park. But somebody, I think it was like, Colombia playing Dominican Republic.
Oh, and it was a party.
I mean, it was a party. It was going off. Nobody could get to the food lines. The food lines were so long. We had found a Papa John's vendor just kind of walking in the middle of that, you know, the circular walkway through Marlins Park. Yep. And so someone doesn't really speak any English, comes up to me and Crowder, pizza? Like, where'd you get that pizza? And Crowder, wanting to help feed this man.
As helpful as I am.
Screams at him and points. Rojo! Rojo! What he's trying to say is there's a guy in a red shirt. Papa John's has those red uniforms. There's a guy in a red shirt.
And the big bag.
And the big red, you know, they, red. That heat bag
yes.
that they... So he's like four gates down from where we are. Rojo! Rojo! Guy has no idea what the hell he's talking about. But now Crowder is, I mean, Rojo!
I'm all in now.
Now people are just chanting it with us. Rojo! Rojo! No one knows what's happening anymore. Just yelling out red. Rojo! In the meantime, the guy went hungry. Had no idea what he was looking for.
That's his problem, man.
But along these lines of having fun and laughing, today is a Wednesday. There hasn't been much to laugh about during the Dolphin season. A lot of people, as we were playing February in the last segment, said that one guy texted him, play the Oreo bit. This is actually, you know what? You know which one you should get? This is the Marlon Shirley, the sports update. This is the coup de grace. I'll try to get to the Oreo bit. We've got the MyPillow commercial I did once that I couldn't contain my laughter. Do you have, I should have asked you in the last segment, I hadn't even thought of it. Do you have the sports flash? Back in the day, Crowder and I, we were on 560, and I would do the top of the hour sports flash.
Yeah.
Now we do headlines with Solana, but I used to do the top of the hour sports flash, and it had the music bed behind it and whatnot. Do you have that? Do we have it? Do you know where it is?
Yeah, I for sure have it. Give me like a second.
Okay.
I'll get it.
So somebody says, since you're taking requests, can you play Crowder's Noon to 12 on May, June 5th?
Hey, man, y'all remember everything, don't y'all?
So great.
Goodness.
So anyway, I'm doing the sports flash at the top of the hour. I get through the sports flash, and now I've got a sponsor to read. Falero is the producer at this time. It's the producer's job. I used to produce a radio show for a long time. Producer's job to kind of give the host a little bit of a heads up if there's going to be a copy change. You'll hear it transpire as it transpires here. Again, I'm not proud of this moment. It's funny. I'm not proud of it. I think this is a but I'm not laughing at the
when you got to give this much context.
All right, here it is. Play that sports flash, and I can talk over it so people understand what's going on. Florida Panthers lost last night. It was a crushing overtime defeat. Next up for them is Vancouver tomorrow night. Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team, they lost to Wake Forest last night.
Now you see, I'm very professional in this. I take pride in doing this right.
Yeah. And the Miami Heat, they host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at the American Airlines Arena. Tip-off is set for 7:30. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley was five, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the...
Seen him, he's quit.
This thing has been sponsored by LifeLock and Account Temps for 3 weeks, and I had not looked down. So that is on me. And you can imagine my surprise.
Hell of a crossover.
Get it together. Valero, you usually give me a heads up when there's a new sponsor.
I know, but I was trying to get Chris Boussard on, so. You got a new sponsor.
Thank you. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon I'm not laughing at the story, by the way. I'm telling you, these things haven't changed for 3 weeks. And so, just imagine my surprise when I...
He's okay. He's okay. It's gonna be all right. Tell him what you want to do to the account, too.
All right. Here we go. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley... That's wrong on so many levels. All right. When Marlon Shirley was five, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the 100 meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Well, maybe not this time. Gracious. Whew. Well, that'll be about it for my career. I would like to make it clear, I am laughing at myself for not having read this in advance, not at the actual message.
Message is
on point.
Yeah, man.
This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley was 5, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the 100 meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Overcoming, pass it
All
on.
Right, there you go.
From
That's
a Foundation
you can
for
fade
a Better
it out.
Life.
That's enough. I got through it there. That is so great. I can't even begin to read you all the text. I'm going to play quickly because we're going to. I want to play the Oreo thing quickly. So I'm doing a live sponsor tag. I think this is during a sports update for Oreos. Yes. Now, this one, I had looked down at the copy, and I saw that I was going to have to say twisting and dunking or whatever it was. And I knew my radio partner here has the mind of a 13-year-old boy going through puberty. And I knew if I looked at him, I was going to laugh. And so I said to myself, don't look at Crowder when you start reading this Oreo tag. And then, of course, I glanced out of the corner of my eye, and he's just like a little boy looking at a Playboy magazine. Play this real quick. This report brought to you by Oreo Cookies. There's nothing like twisting, licking, and dunking an Oreo.
What happened? I wasn't listening that hard, but then you got excited. They doesn't say that on that paper.
I was laughing because I was looking at you. Hold on, I got to do this.
What you want to do to the Oreo, man? Tell them what you want to do to the Oreo.
All right, let me gather my thoughts here. Is the music bed out? This report has been brought to you by Oreo Cookies.
Tell them what you want to do.
Hey, tell them for me.
There's nothing like twisting and licking and dunking an Oreo cookie in milk.
My man, help me
More
out.
More than 100
like,
years
like he
old.
Was looking for YB to help him out when he got beat by a tight end. He helped me out there at the end.
What you want to do?
Some of the texts. You guys are not right. The looks I get right now, I look like a fool on this bus.
Okay, man, live a little.
Y'all getting fired, LMAO. Nothing better than getting in my car, turn on my favorite radio station. All I hear are grown men laughing their asses off. Love this. Great radio. LOL. Show's over, man. Okay, now I'm bleeping crying. Man, you guys are the best damn sports radio show, period. This stuff never gets old. Is there a live broadcast of this that we can watch? Maybe one day. I'm dying listening to you fools.
You're welcome.
Bruh, this Marlon Shirley thing.
I still get conversations about Marlon.
I'm convinced Hawk is going to hell. Tears are running down my cheeks right now. I thought something happened to my radio when you paused. There's a long pause in the Marlon Shirley thing because it is dead silent because I cannot contain myself.
You were trying so hard, though.
Oh, my God. It goes on and on and on, the text. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to try to – maybe we'll play some more best-ofs. I don't know. We've seemed to have gone off the rails here. All right. Let me talk about LiftMaster here. You know, I love telling you about companies that my family and I use, and I'd been having a few issues with my garage doors, and then we wanted to make sure that they were hurricane code ready. So I called my friends over at Allied Doors South Florida. They've been in business here in South Florida for over 50 years. You know they know what they're doing. They've been in business that long. So the reason I'm so excited to talk about my experience with them, they come out to my house. I'm certain I'm going to have to buy a new garage door system to bring it up to hurricane code. And then I get treated to something that's rare sometimes in business. Honesty. I get treated to honesty. The guy tells me you don't need brand new garage doors. Like your garage doors, they're up to hurricane code. I said, well, they're very noisy though. He goes, little bit of maintenance, we'll have it running like new. I am just so thrilled to talk to you about Allied Doors South Florida. We've got a LiftMaster in our home. Their LiftMaster Elite Series garage door opener from Allied Doors right now. If you purchase the 8550W unit, which is the quietest motor you'll ever have, you'll receive the battery backup at no charge. This motor offers amazing security. You can control the garage door opener from anywhere, anytime with your smartphone. You want peace of mind, LiftMaster delivers it. So, whether you need service on your current garage door like I did, maybe you want to improve the look of your home with a new door, get Allied Doors out to your house right now. They've been working with LiftMaster products for decades. They really are the experts. For the latest LiftMaster products, call Allied Doors 954-942-8550. 954-942-8550. Or check out their website, allied-doors.com. I'm going to go check, see if I still have a job. And if I do, we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. This is when the show to me really is rewarding, when we do an hour like this and the texts come in fast and furious. I'll read you some more here, but I like when people have a good time listening to the show. That's to me my goal. I don't want you to learn anything on this show. I don't want you to learn a single thing listening to this show.
I'm with you. And if the listeners love it, we love it.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. These are some of the texts that are coming in. Play the Tootsie Pop skit with Crowder. I don't even remember what it was from. I know it was how many licks to get the center of a Tootsie. Oh, you just couldn't say it right.
I couldn't say it.
A Putsie Tootsie Pop. I don't know if you know even where that is, Solana. Do you know where that is? It might be labeled as Tootsie Pop. I don't know. Do you have it?
Let me do some digging here.
All right, see if you can find that one. Somebody
that one got left at the old station.
Somebody texts in, Crowder picking on the wheelchair guy in Cheers 2 versus Hawks Marlon Shirley. Who gets the limo ride to hell?
Wheelchair.
It's a ride share situation.
Both going down there.
So he says, y'all keeping my lobby full of people laughing. You guys need to be on for 8 hours a day. Somebody says, tell him what you want to do, Hawk.
Tell him about that Oreo, man.
Tell him what you want to do, Hawk. Oh, my goodness. All right. Should I gift you with one more before we get into the serious stuff again? And not even that it's serious. I don't have anything serious to get to today.
Sports items.
Now, yeah, there's some items.
We got some items to get
serious
to.
Stuff. Do you have Solana, my MyPillow commercial? So for about a year, I endorsed MyPillow. I'm not proud of it, but I did. And so I had a meeting before the show this day. This is when Crowder and I were doing the show with Zach Krantz. I had a meeting on this day about MyPillow. And I forget, something happened in the meeting that I found uproariously funny. And I knew when I started to do this commercial, oh, Hawk, don't think about the meeting. Don't think about that. The moment I start the commercial, because this is a live spot, it's around Christmas time. And I am fighting myself to not let myself break down during this commercial for MyPillow.
And you lost to yourself.
And I lost to myself. Can you play that MyPillow commercial? Because you'll hear from the get-go here. It takes a little bit to ramp in. You can leave our mics open because I'll tell you what I'm thinking here. Right now, it's My Pillow time. Think about it as a holiday gift. This is a great holiday gift. And think about the offer that I'm about to tell you.
Right there.
Because there are
I'm
certain
already
products that come
it.
Around and you go, you know what? That's a good product, or that would make a great holiday gift. My Pillow can be that. It's a pillow that will give you a great
you
night's sleep
you
on
see,
the
I'm
first
fighting
night.
It.
Or if you know of
yeah,
someone that
you get a great
needs
night's
a great
sleep.
Night's sleep, what a great way to give them a gift for the holidays. Give them a gift that'll keep on giving the year round. My Pillow.
I can hear myself smiling. I can hear myself smiling.
MyPillow.com and enter the code WQAM. You can go, you can order, you keep one pillow for yourself, you give one pillow as a holiday gift. That's perfect. This deal is too good to pass up. Four pillows for the price of one. You buy one. You get one classic My Pillow, you get one free plus two free.
Are you okay over there?
Now I'm done. Oh, glad Crowder left me in here with no help whatsoever. Yeah. Thank you for coming in to help me.
You okay, brother?
Yeah, I'm fine. Four
four pillows for the price of one.
Yeah. If you can finish that up for me.
Go everywhere, pillow. You get a couple of them. You get four pillows for the price of one. You buy one classic My Pillow, you get a free My Pillow, and you get some Go Anywhere pillow.
Anyway, there you go. He you comes in just like Jeremiah Bell to help me out one more time. You can fade it out. It's fine. But yeah, I was fighting that from the beginning. From the beginning, I'm trying to swallow my laughter because I know that it's coming. A lot of people text in that it reminds them of Bill Burr doing a Sherry's Berries commercial. Do we still have that, Solana? Maybe we can play that in the next segment. I am going to get into our sports items.
Items.
But there is a Bill Burr commercial that he did on his podcast for Sherry's Berries, and we got permission from them to play it on the show, and it's so similar to that. Let's do that in the next segment. The next segment, we'll play that because people will get such a kick out of this. We're having fun on a rainy day. I mean, what more could you do?
I know what more you could do on a rainy day. Go to the world's famous Tootsie's Cabaret, voted best adult club in the country. I have been doing research on Tootsie's for 15 years. I've been going there when they were one road over and it was a little smaller. Now they have that beautiful 64,000 square foot adult fun entertainment area, and they have a 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar. You can watch all the football games, basketball games, pay-per-view fights. There are hundreds of TVs in Tootsie's, and there's just as many girls. 100-plus girls walking around, no need to watch a commercial. As soon as the game goes to break, you can flip your head over to one of those stages where the beautiful women will be up there. Tootsie's open from noon to 6 a.m. That means you can go there for lunch or you can hit the nightcap. Whatever you need, they're open till 6 a.m. and happy hours every day from noon to 8. Lunchtime, go over there and get you some delicious food. During that happy hour, you enjoy half-price drinks. There's no cover. Amazing fruit, the fried lobster. The amazing food, that fried lobster. People call from California and still ask me about the fried lobster because every time my buddies come in town, I got to take them to Tootsie's. The wings, the calamari, the nachos, the pizza, the burgers, the cheesesteaks. Everything is delicious at Tootsie's. And after you leave home games, you can stop by the Tootsie's, bring your ticket, and you will be able to get in for free with the game ticket. It is right down the street from Hard Rock Stadium. Tootsie's got it all. Tootsie's Cabaret, the best adult club in the country. Tootsie'sCabaret.com for all your details. Go to the website, but get to Tootsie's. You're going to have a great time. Rainy day, shiny day, windy day, whatever it is, Tootsie's is the spot to enjoy yourself. Watch all your games at Tootsie's.
All right. In the next segment, Solana, don't we have a $50 gift certificate at Caneswear?
We do.
All right, so let's, if you can remind me, in the next segment, we're going to have fun regardless, but in the next segment, we'll kick off the Funky Buddha happy hour as well. But in the next segment, someone will win a $50 gift certificate for Caneswear in Davie. Happens to be a great prize. Got to be listening. Do not go anywhere. We'll come back and do that on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.